Welcome back to Justice Rankings, where you can come for justice,
but stay for the league!
I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, with me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorski.
How long has it been since we recorded? Is it
2 weeks?
Has it only been 2 weeks? Okay.
I think so.
Has it been, did the holidays happen? I don't know what's going on.
We did skip. I wasn't feeling great.
That's right.
Because you invited me to hang out with Brandy.
That's right, and you were sick.
And that was right around Christmas time.
Yeah, that would have been like right after. So yeah, I don't think we've seen each other since the holidays.
Prior, you had just finished school?
Yeah, so I did. I got the email. I was just thinking it was like December 2nd, or January rather, 2nd, like the day after New Year's. I'm like, okay. The holidays are all the way over. I should email my advisor like, hey, I've just been clicking delete on all the emails the university sends me about graduation because I really didn't want to drive 4 hours each way to stand in an auditorium.
Yeah.
Am I good?
Yeah.
Like, are there any other boxes that I need to check? And just as I was sitting down to do that and getting into my email, it pops up. Hey, your new degree has been posted on your academic records.
Hey, nice.
They can't take it away now.
Huzzah!
So, yep.
You're street legal.
Yeah. Brandy's not the only one who has to call me master now.
Woohoo! Wow, a master's. I don't know anybody's got a master's. My mom, does she count?
Yep. I mean, does she have a match? Sure.
Why sure, not? Okay. You're the only other one.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's another piece of paper.
Yeah. You worked hard on that.
I did. I busted my ass.
Yeah, man. There was a lot of heart and soul put into that degree.
Also a fair amount of bullshit. I mean, let's not. Yeah, I'm a... Now I get to polish up my resume and try and see what it's worth in the real world. But
nice.
didn't I do this once before in my 20s? Fuck, what happened? How are your holidays?
Oh, man. Busy. Glad they're over with. Kiddo's got lots of gifts.
Nice.
And, I got Snow Bros on Nintendo Switch.
You showed me that.
I should have brought that over. Oh. It's an old game. It was an arcade game. They made an 8-bit version of it, and my old man, here's my story about it. In fourth grade, I was 10. Mm-hmm. My old man fell off a roof. He was a maintenance man, so he's constantly falling. But yeah, fell off a roof, broke his arm real bad, and they had to do that surgery where they take like a bone from your rib.
Oh, wow.
And they put it in your arm. And so he was pretty much, you know, on sick leave for that entire year.
Dang.
So I didn't have to take the bus that year because he'd pick me up from school.
Hey, nice.
So that was pretty cool. And we would always play Snow Bros. And he would always say, like, you know, like, okay, we're going to do this for about an hour. And then do your schoolwork. So like, don't tell mom. So I have very fond, strong memories of Snow Bros. So I got that for Christmas, and I immediately was like, I got to tell Ben!
Yeah, I remember you were telling me about that game. It won, like, eons and eons ago, I think during the Batman days.
It's not the greatest game in the history of the world, but I have such this fond memory of it. I even remember my dad pulled up. I don't remember what month it was, but he pulled up. I got in the car and he's like, I made it to the final boss, but I died. I definitely need a second person for that one. And we made it to the second to the final boss, and then we both died. So like it took us a while to finally beat the game, but we were that close. It was that close. And that's funny what the brain remembers.
Yeah. My little nephew got all he wanted for Christmas was Animal Crossing on the Switch because one of his best friends, his little school friends, is super into it. But the thing is, I've ruined him for video games now because I taught him how to speedrun Zelda.
Got it.
And then he started speedrunning Mario, and everything he does, he wants to speedrun. Animal Crossing is not that kind of game.
No, it's a... I don't know how to describe it.
Very relaxing.
It's meditative. From Sarah plays it, and it's almost like her own yoga in a sense.
It's, yeah,
calms her nerves, and she likes to build all the you know, all the housing and yep. gardening and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I never got into Animal Crossing. The Sims is, that's that game for me. Just turn off your brain, click, click, click.
Does he need, I bought Sarah, it's a DLC card for Animal Crossing with extra shit.
Oh.
But she already had it.
Okay.
So I have this just sitting there. All and right. I don't know if Target will take, if I'll get money back because it's a, like a DLC card.
I have no idea how that works.
You want it?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Later. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see. When I talk to him, I'll see if he's still playing the game.
Right.
So he boots it up and, you know, it gives you a bunch of text and he's mashing through it like, yeah, shut up. Let me play the game. Mm-hmm. I'm on a time limit here. Like, no, you're not, dude.
Yeah.
And then he gets to the part where he's controlling the game, and then he turns to me. Okay, what do I do? Like, dude, that's what that text was all about. I've never played this game. I don't know. So, by now, he will have had a chance to sit down with his friend who actually likes the game and has played it, and that's how he's learned to approach, like...
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
To each his own.
Yeah. Well, to our own... This week,
yes,
was what the hell did we watch? Wild Card.
Yes, because the Royal Flush Gang is in it.
Yes, we watched the bad Justice guys. League. Yeah, I didn't realize how close we were getting to the end of Justice League.
Yeah,
we got this episode. Next episode will be Comfort and Joy, and then the 3-part finale, and then it's Static Shock.
Yeah,
holy shit,
crazy.
Yeah, I never did figure out what we're doing for bingo.
Oh, yeah. Do they have cold opens?
I still don't know. I still need to get on the r.staticshock or whatever and ask people.
I suppose we could just, you know, IMDb. I'm sure they've got the trivia in there.
Yeah, probably.
Trivia stats.
We'll figure it out. But today, we open up, speaking of bingo, I didn't get a bingo, but I got 2 more episodes to try to get a bingo. And in this one, I did get to check off Watchtower Socializing and Hawk Girl shows up.
Nice.
I already had Green Lantern shows up from a previous episode, but we open up on the Watchtower. All on the Watchtower. Green Lantern and Hawk Girl are bicker flirting, as they love to do.
Yeah, I don't know really what they're doing, but they're both sharing a computer screen. And Hawk Girl is like, here, I can touch the button better than you can. It was banking.
Yes.
Right? Yes. They were talking about banking.
They were looking into bank records, and we do find out why, because she finds, you know, she Unix systems her way into whatever she needs to do, and radios into Batman, hey, we found it. The whatever weird, suspicious transaction they were trying to trace goes to this business mogul in Las Vegas. Turns out, all the literally years we've been doing this show, and I've been saying Joker's superpower is that he can hack into any TV broadcast at any time. Turns out this whole time he has been paying for ad time on all these networks. When he breaks in to like interrupt your transmission, that's like an infomercial.
Yeah, isn't that nice of him?
You know what?
He's helping the cause, I guess.
Maybe he learned his lesson after the whole Laughing Fish thing when he couldn't, you know, get the patent office, the trademark office to copyright his smile on the fish. Maybe that's when he said, you know what? There's something to these government offices, this legitimate business. I got to be an upstanding citizen and work with the system to accomplish the things that I want to accomplish.
And television... Everybody loves TV.
It's why we're here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we kind of... It felt like a weird cut to the intro from here, because it's one of those, like, oh, it's on, here we go.
Yeah.
Burst of static, and then cut to the intro, cut back, and the whole rest of this, actually most of this two-parter... This feels like just a classic Joker caper, doesn't it?
It really, yeah.
He's like narrating the action the whole time.
Batman,
mm-hmm.
he like shows up in some, I don't know, like the TV tycoon.
Yep.
I don't know, I don't even know who would be considered a Rupert Murdoch isn't even a TV guy anymore, right?
He's
just an evil asshole out in the public. He's like walking around. I'm not the TV guy. I'm the evil guy. But
yeah, who's Who's pulling an Elon Musk on TV right now?
Yeah, who's the
who's ruining television for us? I think it might still be Rupert Murdoch.
All right, sure.
Pretty sure he still owns it.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, there's a dude who's in charge of TV land, and Batman shows up, and he says, hey, this company, which is Harley something.
It's Gwynplaine...
Yes,
Gwynplaine Entertainment.
Yes, don't sell them ad time because it's the Joker.
Also, wouldn't a TV mogul, you know, have somebody, maybe not himself, but have somebody watch the ad before it goes on to air? Like, somebody could be showing Wangs on TV.
That's
for all
true.
He knows. He
yeah.
could get his broadcasting
Do you
license
remember
revoked.
That one Super Bowl where
yeah.
in Tucson?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, 10 seconds of hardcore porn, and then yeah. it magically disappeared.
somebody could yank on Janet Jackson's shirt and show a titty for all you know.
For all, yeah, that's the last thing we need to see is a titty.
Yeah, but it's, the mogul says, by God, you're right, Batman, thank you, and he gets him to pull the ad.
Yeah, hits the abort button on the TV ad with seconds to spare.
But every other channel has it on because Joker, you know, he doesn't put all his eggs on one basket.
No, diversify that shit.
Yeah.
So all the other TV ads have the Joker show up and he's like, hey, live in Vegas.
Yep, there are bombs.
I got bomb.
I hit bomb.
Just a bomb.
Yep, one bomb.
Trust
as far
me,
as you or
wink,
anyone
wink.
Else knows.
And come on down. By the way, ticking clock in
yeah.
your lower left-hand corner of the screen. It's an odd number. Even admits it. It's like 22 minutes or something.
It was 22 minutes 50 seconds.
He's
and
like,
I was thinking they were doing the cute thing where this was the amount of time left in the episode, but it's not that. At one point, because the episode's already been going for a while, there was only like 18 minutes left of the episode,
right.
but it stops at one point and then restarts. So I checked this. This is one of those things that I got that OCD. I always have to check, is the time consistent?
Yes.
And I did. I checked. It's 1 second per second. They don't speed it up or
Ooh.
Slow it down. It never changes when it cuts scenes or goes to a commercial break and cuts back. This timer is on screen for most of this two-parter, and it is very consistent.
Nice.
Well done.
It's kind of like Aliens. The Aliens, the final act, I think they say to Sigourney Weaver's character, Ripley,
yep.
you got 15 minutes.
Yep.
There isn't a ticking clock, but it is 15 minutes
yeah,
until she's able to get Newt and get the fuck out before the planet explodes. So good on them.
I always appreciate that because most of the time when you hear somebody say, you've got 15 minutes if you were to start a stopwatch...
Mm-hmm.
That was only five, and now you're saying we have 5 seconds left.
Yeah.
What are you doing? They did it right in Aliens, and they did it right here.
Good job, team.
Yeah.
So, we go to Vegas.
Yep. Everybody's freaking out, trying to evacuate.
They even are heading to Los Angeles. So they got a little, like, fuck you to Los Angeles jab in there.
Yep.
LA seems fine to me, but sure, okay.
I mean, it beats Vegas when bombs are going off.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, my thinking was, because Joker doesn't seem to... I'm expecting, like, we blew up the bridges so you can't evacuate. I mean, you can't really do that in Vegas. It's a... You know,
yeah.
There are no bridges, but... You know, we blew up the highway.
The Simpsons.
Yeah. The only bridge on Springfield. But he doesn't do that. Doesn't seem to be worried about the fact that people are evacuating. And past a certain point in this episode, Vegas is just empty other than our superpowered friendos.
And one old lady who's on a jet.
Yes. That's true. One lady refuses to evacuate.
She's hell-bent determined. She's doing one of those, you know, put the quarter slot.
Yep.
She even, you know, I'm due at any minute now. It's like, so I'm not leaving.
Yep. We'll visit back with her from time to time as she just... totally nonplussed with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, the Justice League, most of them show up.
Yeah, you've got Superman.
Superman,
Batman,
Green Lantern, Batman.
Hawkgirl.
Hawkgirl.
Flash.
Yep.
And that's it, I think.
Yep. Did we say Green Lantern?
Yes.
I think we did. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, no JJ, no Wonder Woman, but the other five are here this week.
Yeah.
Superman finds the bomb with his X-ray vision. And once again, Joker very nonplussed by this. You are definitely getting the sense, all right, what the Joker does, you know, he lures you this way, and then when you think you've got him foiled, it was a misdirection.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they find the bomb, they disarm it, and then a bunch of confetti explodes. Oh, it was a dummy, it was a fake.
Yeah, there's more.
Yup.
A whole lot more in the 20.
25 of them.
25. And the timer's still ticking.
Yep, but it's not going to be that easy to find these next ones, because you're going to have to search out these bombs while you're fighting the Royal Flush Gang.
Yes, and here they all are. There is a stretchy guy. He's Jack.
Yep. In Batman Beyond, the Royal Flush Gang were just... One of them was a robot, and the others were just people in power suits.
Yes, these are, I would say, mutants almost. They're teenagers with abilities.
Yeah, and in fact, Joker even pauses the episode at one point.
Yeah.
Cuts away from the fighting to say, by the way, I've heard that some asshole podcaster is saying, what if we gave villains backstories? What if we explained where their powers come from?
Yeah.
Is this what you want, Ben? Do you want us to pause?
Well, I for one do.
Forward momentum while I expo dump? Because I'll do it. I'm the fucking Joker.
Yeah.
And he does.
It's in Arizona.
Woohoo!
Yep.
Yay!
We did it! In Arizona, there's a secret laboratory. Yep. And that's where the teenagers were brought against their will.
Yep.
They each have abilities, which... Yep.
So, yeah, like you said, the Jack is stretchy guy. 10 is a large, burly African-American gentleman who is supposedly as strong as Superman, to which I say bullshit he is.
Yeah. He's strong, but...
Yeah. He does a lot of punchy-punchy with Superman in this episode, but I never quite buy it.
Yeah, and also apparently he feels no pain.
Yeah.
So they set him on fire at one point, or flamethrower him, and nothing. No, like, screamy.
Yep. The king can shoot, like, laser blasts out of his hands.
Yes.
The queen has Magneto powers.
Yes.
At first I thought it was telekinesis, but they specifically say it's magnetism.
Yes.
And you notice it's only cars and change and slot machines, things that are metal that she's throwing around. Yeah. And then there's Ace.
And they don't do nothing.
She's for later.
She's going to sit this one out.
She's going to hang out with Mr. J in the control room.
She looks sad.
Yep.
Know why, though.
Yeah, she's kind of like a young, like, very young woman. She's, like, hitting that, like, maybe 13, like, in the young teens.
She reminded me of that Batman Beyond episode where the sad girl...
Yep.
She kind of looked like that design with the eyes that are sad, and they got the black eye shadow all over the eyes.
Very, very Wednesday Addams vibe.
Yes, thank you.
But less, you know, Wednesday is kind of like grumpy and intimidating. She's more like she's sad and seems like freaked out, like her eyes are... just huge and all the way open at all times. She doesn't seem to blink enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very, very... you remember the Dexter's Laboratory with the little girl with the creepy eyes?
Aye, 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 your eyes hypnotize. But why, aye, aye, do you stay by my side?
Ooh. I'll splice it.
Oh, darn. I'm going to have to rewatch Dexter's Laboratory. Ow! Ow, my arm!
It's a good one. Anyway.
No, I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Just, you know, this is a good episode, well, but they kind of all are.
Okay. Well, I know what I'm doing tonight.
All right. But, these are our apparently original Royal Flush Gang. And I noticed, too, this Royal Flush Gang, on their suits and their iconography, they all have clubs their suit. The future one in Batman, they all had spades.
Ah, yeah, huh.
So, just a little detail.
I did think it. The Magneto girl, her club is like right on the crotch area.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, vagina.
Yeah. So,
it's the first Tim design. You know it is.
Yep. Something else to notice about these five. Yeah. Ace, Jack, Queen, King, 10. Yep. Yeah, these five. All very young. The Batman Beyond King was an older gentleman.
Yes.
These are all like getting once again real Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters on the evil government version.
Yeah.
And these five gifted youngsters voiced by the voices of the five Teen Titans from the show that was running concurrently with this one but not in continuity with it. This was their cute little Easter egg.
I did not notice that. The only one was Stretchy Dude. He sounded like Robin, 100% sounded like Robin.
Yeah, 10 sounds like Cyborg, and you can look it up. I forget what all the, which characters match up to which, but yeah, especially the Robin voice is very distinctive. You hear it, and it's like, oh yeah, that's, you're not even trying, that's just that Robin. Dude.
Yeah.
And yeah, and Cyborg, he doesn't say Booyah, but other than that,
yeah,
he pretty much sounds like Cyborg.
Yeah.
Yep. So the rest of this part one is just kind of a lot of punchy searching
around
the city.
Find the bomb, disable the bomb.
Yep.
Move on to the next bomb. And we should also mention that every shot is done like on a hidden camera. The Joker has put a bunch of hidden cameras, and it just has this vibe where everything seems to be, you know, some kind of security cam footage.
Yep, there are a couple of just straight up cameramen walking around too.
Yes. Yep.
Also Harley Quinn in a helicopter, like the good aerial shots of everything. So, I noticed too, the Justice Leaguers, Batman, they'll have a cameraman just like standing right there filming the fight, and I'm like, dude, you can't take a second to chuck a batarang into that camera just as a middle finger to Joker. That's what I would have done.
Yeah,
but. We're searching the city. We're getting the bombs. Hey, Flash! Flash fights the Queen at one point. She's like chucking change from the slot machines.
That's where we kind of figure out its magnetic powers too.
Yeah, and look, I keep the good notes. We could go blow by blow, but I'm just here to tell you, Flash, you're getting the participation award.
Aww.
Look, I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it. Okay.
He gets his ass kicked by things like, really? You couldn't dodge flying slot machine tokens? Come on, Flash, you're better than this.
I don't know if you really want to go blow by blow, but this is essentially what you're going to get for the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
Punchy punch, bomb. Punchy punch, bomb.
Yep, there's a cute, I forget if it was in part one or part two, there was a cute moment where Flash has to disarm a bomb, but he doesn't know how to disarm bombs, so Batman has to talk him through it as he's fighting with Jack.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Superman gets paired up against 10 a lot, and there's
because they're both real buff.
Yep. They both
punch
guys.
Good. Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah. The climax of this part one comes when there's... It's Hawkgirl and Green Lantern, once again, bicker flirting. They've found one of the bombs. They've fended off whatever, whoever they were fucking fighting at the time. I don't know. And it's one of those, no, don't cut that wire. I'll cut this wire. No, you're a girl. You can't disarm bombs. And then the time's up, and Green Lantern has to shove Hawkgirl away real quick and take the brunt of the explosion. And that's kind of our... end of part one cliffhanger. Oh no, is Green Lantern gonna be dead?
Probably,
but he's not.
He's not. Immediately in part two.
Yep.
Hawk Girl, and she freaks out. John! She's throwing all these, you know, wood that's on fire all over the place, searching the rubble. Where is he? There he is. Found him. He's not breathing, though.
Nope, she tries to do the chest compressions like they teach you in first aid class. It's not working. It's not doing nothing. And she pulls out. I mean, I got this mace. It can do...
It shocks.
It was really good against Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good against...
Seems like I always shock people with this thing.
What if I did that? And she does.
And by God, it worked.
And she flies him up to the watchtower because, I mean, his heart's beating. He's breathing again, but he's not, like, good.
Yeah.
It's you know.
He still probably should seek medical attention.
Yeah, yeah.
And she radios in, got him.
Yep.
He's alive, badly hurt. Batman's like, all right, cool, rejoin us and let's do the thing. But Hawkgirl's like, no. He's got to go to medical emergency now. And Batman's like, what? And she's like, no, Hawkgirl out, bam.
Yep. So we're down two leaguers as we go into this second part.
So we're going to do more bombs. Bombs and punch fight.
We are. Sorry, I still got
this
cough.
That's okay.
I'm going to try and get my get my agua down my throat to keep myself talking. Yeah, my notes literally read things like King versus Flash. Soups beats 10.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. He didn't. 10's back.
We will need to point out that Batman is able to sort of get a hold of Harley Quinn that, hey, you're probably being replaced by this other chick.
Yep, this ace. He points to the TV where Joker's given the blow-by-blow of this whole thing and says, hey, isn't it kind of weird how you, Harley, are out here in the city and she's in there?
Yeah.
With your man?
Yeah.
And isn't he getting kind of handsy with her? Let's see how he strokes her hair? And, I mean, it's no creepier than the Joker usually is. He's, you know, he's a psychotic monster clown, but he's not a pedo.
That, yeah.
But that's the pitch Batman's trying to make to get into Harley's head.
And it works. And Harley's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
We went to couples counseling, she said.
She says, yep.
Several times that they did the counseling thing to make their relationship stronger.
Yep. But, so she goes off to find Mr. J. Flash finds the final bomb in the Luxor, and he's not able to cut the right wires in time, so he just super speeds it out of there.
Yeah.
That's a pretty... you almost redeemed yourself, Flash, but no, you didn't.
That was the only thing I was going to say. Like, why did he get the award? But,
yeah. I mean, the thing is, everybody does something. Like, Superman finds the bombs with his X-ray vision, is able to direct people where to go. Batman is able to... You know, you could make an argument for Hawkgirl.
I was going to say Green Lantern, because he's out of the fight for most of part two.
The one thing that he does is Superman can find the bombs. I don't know if, like, the bomb casing is lead-lined for his X-ray vision or what, but Green Lantern is able to... anybody else finds a bomb, they have to do a bunch of... Because some of the bombs are real, some of the bombs are dummies is the other thing.
Yeah.
And anybody else finds a bomb, they have to do a bunch of cutting the wires, and maybe it's a dummy, maybe it's not. Green Lantern just shines his light on it and can say, this one's real, or this one's fake.
Oh, okay.
So he does do some stuff.
All right.
So everybody accomplishes something, but Flash is the one that it feels like he's been nerfed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he gets his ass kicked by a lot of things that should not be a danger to him in this episode.
That's a good
point. So it's, you know, it's a near thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Flash.
Well, Harley Quinn, she goes to Joker.
Yep.
And it's like, hey, are you touching this girl, kid? Are you cheating on me? Are you a pedo? What's going on? And Joker's like, honey, sweetie, bye. She's just, you know, whatever to me. You're my real deal. But by the way, you probably led Batman here, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm going to have to domestically abuse you again. That's how this works.
Yeah.
Backhands her.
Off you go.
Because sure enough, this was all a ploy by Batman. I don't think he thought that he could get her to fully turn on him. But all he really wanted was to get led back to wherever the hideout was.
Yeah.
And he does. At this point, all the bombs have been found and defused. All the other Royal Flesh Gang guys have peaced out or been beaten or captured. But it turns out it was all a ploy. Because Joker's been narrating this whole episode, has been really playing up, like, oh, the drama. When Hawkgirl was, like, freaking out over Green Lantern, he's like, oh, the romance, will they, won't they?
Yeah.
Ah! And it turns out it's all been a ploy to get more people to watch his infomercial.
Yes.
To sell them Joker fish.
No!
No!
We want to show Creepy Eye Lady. That's right, little girl jailbait.
Yep.
She actually, of all the kids, has the greatest power of all, which is crazy eyes.
Yep. If she looks into your eyes, she can make you go crazy, and she can do it through the TV.
Yeah.
And now Joker says between 60 and 70 million people are watching right now. Keep watching, because you literally can't not. She's got control of your eyeballs, and in about, give or take 5 minutes... Of constant exposure, you will be permanently insane. Now, so enjoy that.
And we get a glimpse of it. You'll see people like thinking that they're melting.
Yep.
You'll see people thinking that they're covered in rats.
Yep, their arms turn into snakes.
Yes.
All kinds of crazy, wacky...
You know, things you wouldn't want to see.
Yep.
Tripping on acid shit.
It's a pretty effective sequence, I think.
Animation's... the guy who melted.
Yeah.
That was the one where I was like, yeah, I'd probably freak out at that one, too.
Yeah, the music gets ominous. It gets real freaky. And Joker explains, but I'm immune to this because I'm already crazy.
Yeah.
So I can't go any crazier. At least that's what he thinks.
Yes.
But Batman's gonna try to put a stop to it, but Joker says, Ace, would you put on the extra good juice on Batman real quick?
Yeah.
He fucks with Scarecrow. He knows how to power through this stuff, so I need you to give him the real good brain juice.
She sort of gives him the vertigo.
Yeah.
It feels like he just can't stand. He's dizzy. He even at one point like puts his hand to his mouth like he might puke, but he like, you know, forces it back down again. I get the feeling that she's making him spin around in his brain hole.
Yeah, he's sort of like almost moving in slow motion, trying to reach, and Joker's just beating the ever-living shit out of him while he's more or less helpless. But as Joker was expo dumping all the kids and their powers, this Xavier's Evil Government Institute
in Arizona.
Yup. Had electronic circlet thing that would suppress her powers, and she didn't like it. It seemed to be very unpleasant for her to wear it.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen Minority Report. It looked like the halo. You know, when you put the halo on, they go limp. It's like that.
Yup. And she took great exception to being made to wear this thing, and Batman is not able to reach her, is not able to overpower the Joker, but manages to get close enough to yank from his lapel pocket the circlet that she hates so much.
Yeah.
The head brain suppressor thing.
She sees that and is like, oh, fuck. You said you didn't have that. You didn't need that.
I thought we were cool and we were going to make people crazy together.
Were you going to use that on me? Like, after this whole thing is done? What's going on, bro?
Yeah, by the way, I know you thought you were immune to my shit, but that's just because I wasn't trying real hard, dude. And she does the extra good brain juice all over Joker. And he's going wibbly wobbly.
Yeah, he falls down, slumps down.
Yep.
And he's got drool coming out of his mouth. I'm not sure what craziness, but we can use our imaginations.
Yep. Also, next time we want to have a Joker story, he'll sleep it off. It'll be fine.
Just like he can survive a shark.
Exactly.
He can survive this.
Exactly. And Batman's still like trying to, you know, he's still feeling very lethargic. And as Ace is kind of walking out the door, he says, where are you going to go? She just kind of shrugs like, nowhere.
Yeah.
And just pieces out.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. I'll be back in another episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So I forget if the rest of this iteration of the Royal Flush Gang, if they'll show up again. But this is not the last we've seen of Ace. But for now, the day is saved. We cut back to the Watchtower for a little denouement where Green Lantern and Hawkgirl, Green Lantern's...
Good animation, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Real nice, like, in the silhouette of the window.
Yes, yes.
In the darkened, like, sick bay room.
It's very cinematic.
Yep. Green Lantern wakes up and says, hey, I know I just got fucked up by falling rubble, but... What about some good hospital bed sex, girl?
And she's like, I don't know. I'm a girl. You're a guy. We work together.
Yeah, we're co-workers. It might make things weird. And he's like, dude, it's already weird.
Yeah.
I don't know where you've been, but every time, like, her whole argument is, no, it might distract us in the field if something happens to one of us. And he's like, dude, that's every episode now. So why not? And she's still, like, real... Yeah. There are things that I know that will happen later.
Okay.
That this is one of those things where when you see this scene, knowing some stuff that happens later, it's like, oh, yeah, they'd already planned for some stuff.
Well, see, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm just going along that this is the Ross and Rachel moment.
Yep.
He's able to take off, reluctantly take off her, what would you call that, mask?
Mask, helmet.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've never seen her without it. She's always got, like, the little bird nose, like, hawk-style helmet that, or cowl that covers up half her face. And he takes it off of her. First time that either we or presumably he have ever seen her full face.
She's got that Andrea Beaumont.
Yeah.
She's got that sexy hair.
She's young. She's attractive. She's a Bruce Timm design.
She looked good with that mask on.
You know he likes those redheads.
And nature calls.
They get a little smooch. And the final shot of the episode, we cut back to the old lady in the casino, pulls the one-arm bandit one more time, and jackpot!
Yes!
And she says, finally!
Yep.
And thus ends Wild Card.
Yes.
Kenny, does this episode hold up?
It does.
I like it.
I do too.
I like it. It feels...
I like Joker.
You get a lot of real good Mark Hamill Joker stuff. It's one of those things where we don't want to do the Chris Farley show. Remember when Joker made a little joke about TV?
Remember the volcano joke?
Yeah, there was a volcano.
That was really hot.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of... You can tell they were really padding this episode out, but because the padding is all just Joker hamming it up, I'm here for it.
Plus, I gotta say, the casino design, because each casino is supposed to be like a casino in Vegas.
Yeah.
Each casino design, there's a an Egyptian one,
yep.
And the carpeting has little hieroglyphic symbols. real touches like that. Each casino, the volcano casino, which is Hawaii.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun in the design of it all.
Yeah. The locations are good. We really didn't go much into the fights at all, but they're mostly pretty good. Yeah, they're good fights.
It's hard to describe them, though, because it's...
Yeah,
how do you describe a fight scene other than they hit each other?
Yeah, there's a moment that I appreciated where Superman's duking it out with Ten, and Ten's like, "I'm just as strong as you are. You can't stop me. The bomb's right there." Blah blah blah. And Superman's like, "Oh yeah, the bomb's right there." And he uppercuts him up into the air and disarms the bomb before he lands. This is pretty good.
That was good.
It's pretty good.
Some Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Wile E. Coyote logic right there.
Yeah. There's a pretty good moment where Ten and Jack, I forget who they're double teaming, one of them, I think it was Superman, they're double teaming Superman, and Ten's like, "I don't have to beat you, I just have to stall you until the bomb goes off," and Jack's like, "Oh fuck, I'm not bomb-proof," and pieces out.
Yeah.
So, there's some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
But let's, should we see how good?
Using science?
I'm a disciple of science.
Let's do!
Woo!
All right. Now, Reginald is doing what he always does. As always, doing it better than ever, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, he's doing the thing that he does, and he's doing it the way it should be done.
Yes. Lab coat's on.
Pants is off!
Woo! All right. Let me get... master list. There's 23 of them, soon to be 24. Here you
doing
go.
Some stretches. All right. A better world, secret origins, mercy road, a savage time, a night of shadows, and blackest night, the enemy below, hereafter only a dream eclipse, tabula rasa, twilight, brave and the bold, paradise lost, legends and justice for all, war world, secret society, made of honor, fury, hearts and minds, the terror beyond metamorphosis.
All right. You only got to do that two more times, then... it'll be me for Static Shock, and then back to you for
just
the combined
League.
Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're putting them together?
I think we decided that's what we're doing, right?
Okay. Yeah. I'm in.
All right. But in the meantime...
RNGesus.
Three,
How did we come up with that? Did we come up with that?
Oh, RNGesus? No, that's been a thing for...
I was going to say, that's probably an internet thing.
I have no idea. It's one of those things that multiple people probably independently came up with,
okay.
But it was part of my lexicon from playing Link to the Past Randomizer. It was always, every chest you open, "Well, what's RNGesus got for me today?"
Yeah.
"Hey, it's the hookshot. Praise RNGesus."
It's butler.com all over again.
Yep. We screwed the pooch.
God damn it.
But did this episode screw the pooch as badly as our current bottom of the list, number 23, Metamorphosis?
No, this is good.
Yeah, this is good.
But thanks.
Thanks, RNGesus.
Yeah,
pitching
us
a softball to start off with.
We'll just shake it off.
Gotta get warmed up. Okay. Is Wild Card better or worse than number 14, Paradise Lost? That was John Rhys Hades.
Oh, yeah, I think this one is better.
Yeah, I think so too. This one is...
it's hard to... this is a very popcorn-friendly episode.
Yeah.
This is not your War and Peace episode. This is not your Nobel Prize episode. But everything works together. I never felt bored.
Yeah.
Editing's great. It's snappy.
Yeah, the padding in this one is Mark Hamill yucking it up. The padding in that one was a Legend of Zelda side quest. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both a little bit padded, but I'll take this one.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed. In that case, is Wild Card better or worse than number 11, Tabula Rasa? That was the one with the robot, what was Dr. Manhattan at the end.
Yeah. I think this one is better than that one.
Yeah, I agree. That was another one that was... It was padded. Mm-hmm. It was stretched.
Yeah.
Not enough butter over too much bread.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. In that case, we are very likely to have a top 10 episode on our hands, but let's find out. Is this one better or worse than number 5, A Knight of Shadows? That was Morgan Le Fay, Mordred, Batman Fights a Chair.
When you put it like that. Okay, that's a little tougher now.
Yeah. My first instinct is to give the edge to that one. I remember that one having a lot of cute background detail, some inventive fight scenes.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we find out more about the backstory of Etrigan.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was a good backstory. Like,
yeah.
His backstory, I would say, is more interesting for a DC movie than other movies that have actually been made. Intrigan should have his movie.
Yeah, when you compare that to the backstory of, hey, remember the two different Superman episodes that involved an Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters?
Yeah.
What if there was a third one?
Yes.
Fourth, if you count the one in Batman Beyond.
That's right.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I
think I would give it to Knight of Shadows. I think we're getting closer, though. It is... Wild Card, better or worse than number 8, Hereafter.
Oh, we just watched that one.
Yeah, that was the one where Superman went to the future and was pals with Vandal
Savage.
The
Samurai Jack episode?
Yeah.
Samurai Jack versus Casino Royale. I kind of like the Samurai Jack better.
Yeah, I think I would concur.
Okay.
That one was... And, you know, that one had some heart. It had Batman giving his little...
Some originality.
Yeah.
Which was... Really caught me off guard with... Hey, that's fucked up. No, but the you know, traversing this desert wasteland in a rock... Like, in an old-timey car.
Yep. Real Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, Mad Max vibes. Yeah. And I like that episode is the most fun we've had with Vandal Savage, I think. He's shown up a couple of times, and that was the only one where I was like, you know what? You're all right, Vandal Savage.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that one.
Yeah. All right. Getting real close now.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. There's a throwback, Ben.
Yeah.
I remember them.
Right?
They were on the CBS channel.
I never watched the show. I played the arcade game.
It was on at 10:30, and it was right against... So it was competing against X-Men.
Oh, well, that'd be why.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, what do you think I'm going to do?
Exactly. It was their own fault that they did that.
I mean, that seemed like a real fun show, but it's... I mean, X-Men is X-Men.
Kids are going to choose X-Men over the Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Yeah. You know where else I did that, too? Was at the arcade.
Yeah.
Get those triple screens. Get five of your best friends and kick ass together.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. But is this episode, Wild Card, better or worse than number 9, Only a Dream?
Is that the one where...
That was Dr. Destiny.
Yes.
Got in everybody's dreams. Batman had to buy coffee.
He killed his old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was, I think, the first time we've ever been like, whoa, there's somebody got killed.
Yep. That's the one that I always have trouble judging because it's so similar to the Sandman story.
You know, I kind of like this one better.
Yeah.
It was snappy. It was zingy.
Yeah. They both had some fun, like, trippy dream, good animation, hallucination stuff. This one had less of it, but I think what there was might have been better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I'd give the edge to this one. Okay. And this one had a fuck ton of Mark Hamill.
It did.
So.
God bless that man.
Yeah. All right.
Every time, and I don't want to jinx it, but every time an actor from the animated series passes away,
yep.
I keep looking at Mark Hamill like, don't. Not you. We're not ready for you.
No, yeah. we just lost Kevin.
We love you.
Yes.
Just keep doing your regimen. Take your vitamins.
Yep. Whatever you need to do, man.
We love you.
And we do, in fact, have a top 10 episode. I'm marking it down. Wild card at the new number 9 spot. Just below Hereafter and just above Only a Dream.
Okay.
And next week, not next week, next episode, we're almost done with this bi-weekly shit.
Yeah.
I've only got 2 more episodes to get this right. But in 2 weeks, also now that we're back on our normal bi-weekly schedule after I screwed things up in December. We're back on track, and we're going to be doing the only one-parter in Justice League. Once we're on to Unlimited, they'll all be 22 minutes again. And I can stop saying the stretch that it felt faux padded.
It's a Christmas episode, and we are recording today as of January 4th. So we missed the Christmas episode by that much.
But it will be comfort and joy. The little cute little it'll be as good as the Batman Christmas episode. Remember Holiday Nights? I know how much you like that one.
I sent Ben a text at 6 o'clock, by the way, because I was not staying up till midnight.
Oh, no. So,
and it was a scene where the coffee scene with the Batman Gordon. And the Gordon. And you, and I said, Happy New Year, buddy. And this terrible sucks.
But we watched Comfort and Joy 2 or 3 Christmases ago.
It was longer than that, bro. I was looking at Lazy Boy.
Yeah, yeah. I was still up in Gilbert. But
yeah.
Yep. So, we'll, I remember it being all right. I don't know.
It was cutesy.
Yeah. It had some, as I recall, it had some Hawkgirl and Green Lantern stuff.
There's a snowball.
Yeah, having a little snowball fight.
Yeah.
Having a little flirty flirt. And I didn't remember that it apparently comes one episode after they finally get to smooching.
Okay.
I didn't remember that they were canonically smooching by that point.
Mm.
So, but we will revisit it next time. And after that, it's the 3-part series finale, Star-Crossed.
Woo!
It's going to be a big one. And then after that, I don't know if we've decided. Well, we'll...
Oh,
do we do a series recap? I think we should.
Yeah, it's that's a...
It's tradition. And it is technically a different series than Justice League Unlimited.
And then do we have to do, like, a movie...
So we've already, as of doing Return of the Joker, we have watched all of the movies that are actually in DC Animated Universe continuity. There are a couple of others that are sort of DCAU adjacent that we could consider doing.
Okay.
I mean, I know one of your favorites is Under the Red Hood. There's also Batman and Harley Quinn, which has Min and Max in it.
Isn't there a Justice League, like, direct-to-DVD animated movie?
There are a bunch of them. It's in a different continuity. And I've never seen it. There's a Superman one called Brainiac Attacks.
Yes.
Which, by reputation, apparently it is all the same designs and I think most of the same voice actors as Superman the Animated Series, but it's not... It's not written by any of the same writers, and supposedly the tone is very different.
Hmm.
So those are just off the top of my head. If we felt like we want to keep the tradition of doing a movie every year as kind of a palate cleanser, those could be options we could consider.
Yeah.
Let's mull it over in
and
our brain holes.
Also, we should probably think of a series, our usual...
Oh, yeah, like, we got to do a Control.
Thank you, Control.
Yes, for Static Shock. Now, we're not doing science, we're not doing rankings. We're doing preliminary findings, but...
It is always fun to have those
Control
just, episodes,
just,
though.
Just, yeah. Well, and also, I was crunching, looking through the calendar, and we're going to be done with Star-Crossed in, like, late February. And traditionally, it's always been a year, like mid to late March is when we should really be doing that changeover.
Okay.
So it'd be good to have another couple of episodes of kind of in between.
All right, well, we'll mull it over.
We'll mull it over and we'll get back to you.
Or if you've got suggestions,
you can get a hold of us. Well, you can go to bit.ly/landoftheblind. That's my Discord server. We got a little Bat Rankings channel there. You know, from back when this show was called Bat Rankings.
It's never not going to be, though.
It's always going to be Bat.
It's always going
to. But that's the best place to get in touch with me about the show or talk to other fans of the podcast. You can also always find us right here at anchor.fm/batrankings. You can leave us a voice message and give us your input that way if you want it.
I'm
like
not
the boss of you.
No. Nor should you be.
No. I should not be the boss of anyone except for... Actually, yes, I should be everyone's boss. You have to call me master now.
Oh!
I've got a master's degree.
That's, yeah. You are a man of education.
But I am not speaking in my capacity as your master currently. When I say, give us a call.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. You could pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month there. You could subscribe on your podcatcher of choice.
Yeah, it's 2024. Who knows what crazy natural disaster or economic event may happen?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, as I understand the prophecies, we've got... After all that stuff we just said, we've got a year of Static Shock and then a year of Justice League Unlimited, and then Putin has the clear to hit the big red button.
If not him, someone else. There's always somebody fun.
Look, humanity will have peaked when we complete this DCAU rewatch podcast project. If we've got nowhere to go but down, let's go out with a bang, not a whimper. Nuclear war.
Woo!
With the finale of Justice League Unlimited. That's what I say.
Yay!
See you next time!
Bye, kids! I see your eyes when they're looking at me. I can't deny that you're a sight to see. The look that you gave made me fall to my knees. So you see, your eyes are the kind that make me feel gay. That gaze that you laid knocked me into a daze. A look sent my way makes me shout it, hooray. Hip hooray, hip hooray. Aye, 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 your eyes hypnotize. But why, aye, aye, do you stay by my side?